A baseball manager once fired a young player for being lazy. The player wasn't actually lazy. He was terrified, moving slowly to mask his fear. That rejection became the catalyst for one of history's most influential sales careers. What if the obstacles holding you back aren't weaknesses at all, but simply emotions you haven't learned to harness? This is the story of how Frank Betcher transformed himself from a $25 a month minor leaguer into a sales legend whose principles still guide companies like IBM and Google and earned Warren Buffett's lifelong endorsement. After that humiliating firing, Betcher faced a choice: wallow in self-pity or experiment with something radical. He couldn't feel enthusiastic, but he could act enthusiastic. When he got another chance with New Haven, he threw himself into the role, literally. He ran everywhere, threw the ball hard, slid aggressively, even in 100-degree heat. Within 10 days, newspapers dubbed him Pep Betcher, and his income jumped 700%. 2 years later, he was playing for the St. Louis Cardinals. This wasn't just positive thinking, it was behavioral science before the term existed. When we act enthusiastic, our bodies release the same neurochemicals as genuine enthusiasm. Our posture straightens, our voice becomes dynamic, our facial expressions animate. These physical changes create the emotional state we're mimicking. After an arm injury ended his baseball career, Betcher struggled selling insurance until Dale Carnegie reminded him about enthusiasm. The moment he applied his baseball energy to selling, everything changed. Walter Chrysler captured it perfectly. When salespeople get excited, they get customers excited, and we get business. The rule sounds deceptively simple: to become enthusiastic, act enthusiastic. But it's profoundly effective because action creates feeling. During his first year in sales, Betcher received an invitation to speak at the Chester YMCA. This invitation revealed his greatest weakness. He was terrified of speaking to even one person, let alone 100. Desperate, he joined Dale Carnegie's public speaking course and gave his first speech that very night. 2 months later, he successfully delivered a 30-minute talk about his baseball experiences. When he lost his fear of speaking to audiences, he also lost his fear of talking to important individuals. Warren Buffett credits a Dale Carnegie course with overcoming public speaking fear, calling it more valuable than his Columbia MBA. If you're struggling with fear in sales or business, find opportunities to speak publicly. After 10 miserable months as an insurance salesman, Betcher overheard the company president say, "This business of selling narrows down to one thing, just one thing, seeing the people." He committed to seeing at least 4 people daily. In 10 weeks, he sold $51,000 of insurance, more than the previous 10 months combined. The uncomfortable truth: volume matters tremendously. You can't collect your commission until you make the sale. You can't make the sale until you write the order. You can't write the order until you have an interview. And you can't have an interview until you make the call. When struggling salespeople protested they were working hard, their logs typically showed just 1 or 2 daily meetings. Doubling that number almost always doubled their results. Despite tracking calls, Betcher fell behind his 40 calls weekly goal. He established Saturday morning as his self-organization day, 4 to 5 intensive hours studying each call, preparing proposals, and scheduling the week. He approached Monday with confidence, eager to see prospects because he'd studied their situations and prepared valuable ideas. Eventually, he moved planning to Friday mornings, taking weekends off while accomplishing more in 4.5 days. IBM executives told him their weekly worksheet was their number one tool, so essential that salesmen who won't use it can't work there. After securing a $250,000 insurance sale, Betcher discovered that questions kept prospects engaged far better than statements. One dismissive building company president responded to a single question: "How did you ever happen to get started in the building construction business?" by talking for 3 hours. 2 weeks later, Betcher secured $225,000 in insurance orders, beginning a relationship that eventually yielded $750,000 in business. Benjamin Franklin learned this method from Socrates, who changed the world through questions. Questions help you avoid arguments by letting prospects reach their own conclusions, prevent you from talking too much, and give others a feeling of importance. The most powerful questions are open-ended, beginning with how and why, rather than inviting yes-no responses. Instead of, would you be interested in reducing your tax burden? Ask, what strategies are you currently using to minimize your tax exposure? Most importantly, questions allow you to listen, and listening is where the real magic happens in selling. Finding the key issue in any sale is like the Swede who knocked out a strong man by hitting his jaw instead of his stomach. He unknowingly struck the most vulnerable point. Often, prospects don't realize their vital need until skilled questioning reveals it. With Mr. Booth and his $250,000 insurance sale, Bedger's questioning redirected focus from insurance cost to what truly mattered, the risk of losing his credit line if he delayed coverage. Lincoln understood this, saying his success as a trial lawyer came from giving the opposing attorney 6 points to gain the seventh, if the seventh was the most important. The key issue is the basic need or main point of interest. A Chevrolet executive shared how a real estate agent sold him a house by identifying his lifelong desire to own trees, showing him a property with 18 gorgeous specimens. Most salespeople rush to present solutions before understanding the problem. Bedger's systematic approach, ask open-ended questions, listen for emotional emphasis, probe deeper, confirm understanding, then present your solution focused specifically on that key issue. When you identify and address the key issue, resistance melts away. After a 6-month lecture tour with Dale Carnegie, Boettcher visited a dairy company president. Instead of pitching, he listened as the man discussed his business, family, and poker. This attentiveness yielded an unexpected $25,000 insurance order. Boettcher learned to stop talking mid-sentence, even mid-word, when sensing disengagement, creating space for others to express themselves. Meeting paper manufacturer Francis O'Neill, he stopped talking after noticing distraction. Despite awkward silence, he waited until O'Neill opened up, speaking earnestly for 30 minutes. This transformed a seemingly failed interview into a significant opportunity. Benjamin Franklin captured this at 79. In conversation, knowledge was obtained rather by the use of the ears than of the tongue. When someone truly listens to us, we feel valued and understood, creating connection that mere talking cannot achieve. Effective listening requires full engagement, maintaining eye contact, nodding appropriately, asking clarifying questions, and reflecting back what you've heard. Benjamin Franklin's 13-week self-improvement plan became Bedger's blueprint for success. Despite only 6 years of schooling, he adapted Franklin's approach for selling, creating 13 subjects: enthusiasm, order, think in others' interests, questions, key issue, silence/listening, sincerity, knowledge, appreciation, smile, remember names, service/prospecting, and closing sales. He carried 3x5 reminder cards focusing on one subject weekly. After a year, he felt transformed, doing things naturally he wouldn't have attempted before. You have 3 options: do nothing, try everything at once and fail, or follow Franklin's wisdom by focusing on one principle weekly. Concentrating on a single subject produces more progress in 1 week than a scattered year. Babe Ruth struck out 1,330 times, yet hit 714 home runs by trusting the law of averages. What seemed impossible to Bedger, lecturing nationwide, writing a book influencing millions, became reality through consistent application. Pick one principle, focus on it for 7 days. In 13 weeks, you'll notice remarkable improvement. In 26, everyone around you will see the difference.